With the look at your sports on this Wednesday morning, I'm Travis Krenz. Tom Brady officially announced his retirement from the NFL yesterday morning after winning 7 Super Bowls and setting numerous passing records, the most passing yards of all time at nearly 85,000, also most passing touchdowns ever. He made the announcement yesterday in a long post on Instagram. He stated his desire to spend more time with his wife and 3 children. The 44-year-old Tom Brady goes out leading the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to a Super Bowl title last season as they lost to the Rams 2 weeks ago. So Tom Brady officially retired after 22 seasons in the NFL. Minnesota Vikings, they conducted their second interview yesterday with New York Giants defensive coordinator Patrick Graham. They have one more head coaching interview to visit with today. That is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan's Jim Harbaugh expected to interview with the Vikings later on today, and he looks to be the favorite. We will see if Jim Harbaugh makes the jump back from college to the NFL. He spent 4 seasons with San Francisco, got them to a Super Bowl. He spent the last 7 seasons with the Michigan Wolverines. Fired Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, he has sued the NFL and 3 of its teams, alleging racist hiring practices by the league. That was the bombshell late yesterday afternoon. Here's ESPN's Chris Mortensen on what that NFL lawsuit entails.
Well, because the league summarily dismissed this lawsuit today in terms of their statement as not having any validity to it, you know. It's basically saying, okay, why isn't the league saying we are going to investigate these allegations? Now, Flores provided evidence in terms of the Giants' position on the allegation of $100,000 being offered for him to lose games in 2019. Probably we need to see the evidence. I think this is going to get messy. I think it's going to get personal. I think the Dolphins will come back at it. I know this much. I'm just going to leave it at this. In 2011... there were, I believe, 11 minority head coaches in this NFL. And the issue of competitive balance is supposedly like, I mean, this is a league that spent millions investigating Tom Brady for deflating footballs, or allegedly, whatever you want to call it, and suspended it. And we're not going to call timeout and investigate this and try to fix a broken system. It's got to be better than this.
So a lot more to that story with Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores suing the NFL. Jacksonville, they've interviewed former Viking general manager Rick Spielman for an undisclosed front office role. The 59-year-old Spielman fired last month after spending 16 seasons in Minnesota. And the Cincinnati Bengals getting ready for next week's Super Bowl. They are set to arrive in Los Angeles 5 days early to prepare for the game. Bengals, they will land on February 8th for the game on February 13th. They'll practice at UCLA's Drake Stadium. Big winter storm hitting southern Illinois later this week. So Cincinnati, not the best conditions to get ready for that one. So they're waiting out the winter storm later this week, and we'll head to Los Angeles coming up next week, Monday. And that's a look at some NFL news here on a Wednesday. For more sports, check out our website at KORNradio.com. I'm Travis Krenz.